Red Film Radio, Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Italy.
Fred from Radio, the Lovers Festival in Turin, in Italy. I'm Angelo Cerbi, and I'm here with Steve McLean. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are the director of Postcards from London. The film opened the Lovers Festival yesterday night with a good reception from the audience. And he's crossing fingers. You cannot see it, but I can tell you. Your film is a lot of things. It's a coming of age in terms of knowing yourself story. It's a kind of a fairy tale. It's a very sensual movie. And it's a drama. It's a lot of stuff. There is a lot of stuff in this film. How did you manage to manage all those different sides of it?
I think you're right. I think it is a lot of different things. But the primarily, I think it's a story about discovery. And a young gay man's journey into self-discovery and discovering art and friendship and beauty and all those things. And I think that was my aim, but also I wanted to do something which was really stylized and not set in a specific time. So I didn't want to recreate London in the 80s or the 90s or now. I wanted something which was timeless in the sense that the audience could project their own ideas about Soho, their own ideas about art, their own ideas about self-discovery onto the film itself. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it does. Actually, it does. And this leads to my second question. That is this one. You chose, as you said, not to set it in a specific time. Also, the kind of story you want to tell is really, this is why I said it was a fairy tale, it's really strange, because it could have been more morbid, more like sexual, because it actually is a story about some hustlers. But the way you chose it to tell us, it was much more arty than it could have been.
You're right. I wanted to make a film which was optimistic. There's a lot of films around gay sexuality, men, women, transgender, whatever, which are about the struggle, and they're very important films. But that's not the kind of film I wanted to make. I wanted to make something which was optimistic, which was fun, which was about a journey, as I said, into self-discovery. And I wanted to leave out the other stuff. And give the audience something hopeful and something beautiful. That was what was the aim.
Well, actually, your movie is really stylish, and the aesthetics are really precise and fundamental to the appearance of the film, but also to the story of told in the film. We are talking about hustlers, we are talking about young guys, very, very beautiful. And how did you choose exactly this kind of style and those aesthetics?
I was influenced by Derek Jarman, influenced by Fassbender, Carell in particular. And there's obviously, you know, there's a tradition in the UK, a realist tradition. And I really wanted to kind of break away from that and go to something completely the opposite. And I wanted it to be a lot of neon. So in a sense, the Soho that it depicts, the London that it depicts, never really existed. But it kind of existed in my mind, and it exists in the minds of young gay men and women when they go to the big city, and they're bombarded with music and lights and people and art, and I wanted to go for that kind of feeling.
Yeah, actually, it's true that it's not an actual Soho, but it's the idea we can have about how Soho should be. You know, this is. Yeah. That just to make a comparison, it was an Italian film. The Great Beauty was not a movie about actual Rome, but of the idea of Rome. You know, and how did you work with the actors in order to make them so intellectual? I know it's a kind of a stupid question, but the fact is that those guys are hustlers of art through art and knowledge, which is actually the opposite of what normal hustlers that we are used to be seen on movies are.
Back to what we were just talking about, I, in a sense, I wanted it to be humorous and fun, and I came up with the idea of hustlers who are intellectuals, and hustlers who sell sex, but they sell conversations around the masterpieces of Italian art or Spanish art or whatever. And I just thought that would be funny. And I also wanted the characters to talk a lot, and I wanted these kind of kids who lived on the street to be smart and to be open to things. And going back to what you were saying earlier, I didn't want it to be the usual film about hustlers, which is depressing and dark, and because those films have been made and they're very important. But this is something completely different.
The characters you depict are pretty much pure in terms of their souls. Their soul is pure. I mean, this is what I got from the film, especially the lead character, because you know he's the youngest, it came from the country, so it's pure by definition. But weren't you afraid of maybe giving a potential defense to the word of hustling, which is not always very well accepted?
I think you're right. The idea was that they should be pure, that they should not be cynical, that they should be open. And I think that's what young people are, generally. But I didn't want to make a film, a realistic film about hustling. And I wanted it to be a fantasy of Soho, of art, of hustling, and turn the ideas on their head. You know, the sort of depressing hustler film becomes this beautiful film about art. It might not work for everyone, but that was the intention, not to go down the realist path.
And using this kind of approach, was it difficult for you to keep the logic of the narrative inside this kind of setting, which is more fairy tale, so with less logic normally?
I'm not sure there is any logic to postcards, but I know what you mean, internally, the logic.
Yeah, the narrative one. You know,
yeah,
the narrative
it's quite tricky. I think on moments, the film actually veers off and becomes quite illogical. When he's talking about Caravaggio, for instance, with the doctor, I mean, the doctor is supposedly treating him for his illness, but she's talking about Caravaggio as if he's a real person as well. So the logic might be slightly problematic, but also I wanted a film which was humorous and kind of and looked at art and the way we look at the male body, the way we look at art, the way men look at each other, and try and treat it in a light-hearted, humorous, inventive, stylized way. And that's for me, you either buy into that vision or you don't, and hopefully people will, but you know.
Do you think that the perception of the film could be different if the audience is straight compared to a gay audience? I mean, the festival. I saw your film at the London Gay Festival, which we had them like a gay audience. This is mainly a gay audience. Do you think that the perception can vary?
That's an interesting question, and I don't know the answer. But I would like to think that this film has an audience beyond a gay audience. But then I don't really see it in those terms. I mean, it's a film which comes from a gay sensibility, which is my sensibility. It's made by a gay man. It's the central character is gay, as are the other characters. But perhaps it could move beyond that. I'm not sure.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much to Steve McLean. I'm Angela Cherubi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.